Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, February 18, 2025.
China's economic meeting with business leaders. Chinese President Xi Jinping recently gathered with top corporate leaders, including Alibaba co-founder Jack Ma, at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. This meeting aimed to address the struggling economy, marked by low consumer spending, high youth unemployment, and a housing market crisis. She has long emphasized the importance of state-owned enterprises and is now seeking cooperation with business leaders to navigate these challenges. Influential figures like Ren Xingfei from Huawei and Wang Chuanfu of BYD joined the discussions on strategies for economic recovery. Jack Ma's presence hints at a potential comeback after facing government oversight over Alibaba and its affiliate, Ant Group. As the U.S. imposes a 10% tariff on imports from China, trade relations are becoming increasingly tense. Despite these hurdles, Alibaba's shares have surged over 40% this year, showcasing resilience in the tech sector. This meeting reflects the Chinese government's commitment to stabilizing the economy and fostering collaboration with major corporations, which could significantly impact China's economic future.
Germany's economic struggles and upcoming election. Germany is grappling with serious economic difficulties, particularly in Gelsenkirchen, a city in North Rhine-Westphalia. Local executive Lars Bongertel is urging the government to take action against rising energy costs that have surged since the Ukraine war disrupted affordable gas supplies. The economy has shrunk for two consecutive years, marking the worst performance in two decades, with Gelsenkirchen facing the highest unemployment rate in the country. As the general election approaches, discussions are intensifying about how to revitalize Germany's economy. Bongertel advocates for increased spending on infrastructure and energy systems to support a greener future. Meanwhile, the far-right alternative for Germany, AfD, party is gaining traction as citizens express dissatisfaction with the current situation. The economic downturn has led to a significant drop in Gelsenkirchen's population, from 390,000 in the 1960s to just 260,000 today. With national debt at about 63% of output, Germany has more flexibility than many countries. But addressing these challenges is projected to cost around 600 billion euros over the next decade. As the election nears, the future of Germany's economic policies remains uncertain.
Hong Kong explores cryptocurrencies for immigration. The Hong Kong government is considering using cryptocurrencies as evidence of financial status for its immigration program, a move that could transform the financial landscape. This follows insights from accountant Clement Xu, who reported that Bitcoin and Ethereum were accepted as proof of assets in some cases. Currently, cryptocurrencies aren't officially recognized under the program, which requires applicants to show control of at least 30 million Hong Kong dollars, or about $3.86 million. Despite the lack of clear rules, Xu's experiences suggest that digital currencies may soon play a role in proving wealth for immigrants. Notably, many applicants come from Guinea-Bissau and Vanuatu, highlighting a trend in foreign investment. If virtual assets gain acceptance, Hong Kong could strengthen its position as a global hub for digital currencies, competing with cities like Singapore and Dubai. This shift not only impacts immigration policies but may also reshape global perceptions of digital assets, potentially leading to increased investment in Hong Kong. Could this be the future of immigration?
Japan's Prime Minister critiques U.S. steel acquisition bloc. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has strongly criticized the U.S. government's decision to block Nippon Steel's acquisition of U.S. steel, calling it an unjust political interference. This move highlights rising tensions between Japan and the United States in international trade. The acquisition was seen as a strategic step for Japan to strengthen its position in the global steel market, which faces challenges like fierce competition and fluctuating demand. The U.S. decision raises concerns about foreign investments in American industries and suggests a shift toward protectionist policies. Such actions could strain the historically strong economic ties between the two nations. Under President Joe Biden, the U.S. has been closely examining foreign investments, especially in critical sectors like steel, citing national security. Nippon Steel's interest in acquiring U.S. Steel reflects a broader trend of consolidation in the steel industry, which is vital for both economies. As the global economy evolves, the dynamics of international trade and investment will remain crucial for Japan and the United States.
Europe's urgent defense and financial challenges. On February 17, 2025, European leaders came together to address urgent financial and defense crises as U.S. policy shifts under President Donald Trump. With economies struggling, many nations are living beyond their means, and recent U.S. statements indicate a reduced commitment to European defense. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth emphasized that the U.S. will not continue funding security efforts without mutual support from its allies, raising safety concerns, especially with Russia's ongoing conflict with Ukraine. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot stressed the need for tough decisions, while German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius warned that cutting social spending for military budgets could deepen societal divisions. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen pointed out that the current NATO spending target of 2% of national output is insufficient, with only 23 out of 32 NATO members meeting this goal last year. As Europe faces these challenges, the call for a unified defense strategy becomes increasingly critical. What does this mean for the future of European security and its relationship with the United States?
Cyber attacks target Italy amid rising tensions with Russia. On February 17, 2025, a group of alleged pro-Russian hackers launched a bold attack on about 20 key websites in Italy, including major banks and airports. Italy's cybersecurity agency announced this incident, linking it to escalating tensions with Russia. This attack followed Italian President Sergio Mattarella's striking comparison of Russia's actions in Ukraine to Nazi Germany's expansionism, which sparked anger in Moscow, but was supported by Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. The hacker group, known as NoName05716, had previously claimed responsibility for a similar attack in December 2022 that affected around 10 institutional websites. Notable targets included Intesa San Paolo, one of Italy's largest banks, and Milan's Linate and Malpensa airports. Thankfully, the cybersecurity agency reported that these attacks did not cause major disruptions. As Italy navigates its complex geopolitical landscape, the implications of these cyber attacks could strain diplomatic relations with Russia and impact trade. This incident highlights the ongoing risks of cyber threats in our digital world, underscoring the urgent need for strong cybersecurity measures.
South Korea's ambitious AI initiative. South Korea is racing to secure 10,000 powerful computer chips, known as GPUs, to enhance its artificial intelligence capabilities. This bold move comes as countries compete fiercely for leadership in AI technology. Acting President Choi Sang-mok highlights the shift from corporate competition to national innovation, stressing the importance of this initiative. The government plans to obtain these GPUs through collaborations between public and private sectors, which are crucial for launching services at the new National AI Computing Center. Recent U.S. regulations limiting the export of advanced AI chips have made this initiative even more urgent, with South Korea among about 18 countries exempt from these restrictions. NVIDIA, a leading U.S. chip designer, dominates the global GPU market, impacting the supply for AI technology. Meanwhile, OpenAI, supported by Microsoft, is working to lessen its reliance on NVIDIA by developing its own chips. As nations invest in AI for economic growth and security, the landscape of global technology continues to evolve, shaping the future for businesses and consumers alike.
Trump administration's warning on university funding cuts. The Trump administration is warning universities in the United States about possible budget cuts if they continue their diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI programs. This warning targets schools that support marginalized communities, including African Americans, LGBTQ+ individuals, women, and disabled persons. The administration claims these initiatives are unfair and undermine merit-based systems, while advocates argue they are essential for addressing historical inequalities. The Department of Education plans to check if schools are following civil rights laws, which are necessary for receiving federal funding. schools that don't comply could face serious financial consequences. This warning comes at a critical time, reflecting ongoing debates about the role of DEI in education, especially after the social justice movements sparked by George Floyd's murder in 2020. The potential funding cuts could dramatically change how universities support diverse student bodies and foster inclusivity, signaling a shift in federal policy that may reshape higher education in the U.S.
Federal Reserve's insights on economic challenges. Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller recently spoke at the University of New South Wales in Australia, shedding light on the current economic challenges. He discussed how tariffs from the Trump administration are likely to have only a slight and temporary impact on prices. Waller stressed the importance of relying on solid data instead of speculation when making monetary policy decisions. He warned that waiting for clarity in the economy could lead to inaction. Key events like Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank have raised concerns but haven't stopped the Federal Reserve from adjusting interest rates. Right now, the benchmark interest rate sits between 4.25% and 4.5%, which is crucial for borrowing costs. Waller aims to reduce inflation to 2%, although current measures are still above this target. He indicated that if 2025 resembles 2024, rate cuts might be necessary later in the year. The Federal Reserve's choices will continue to shape the economic environment, affecting consumers and businesses alike.
Goldman Sachs raises gold price forecast. Goldman Sachs predicts gold prices will rise to $3,100 per ounce by year-end, up from $2,890. This increase is driven by strong demand from central banks, which could add 9% to gold prices by 2025. If uncertainty over tariffs continues, prices might skyrocket to $3,300 per ounce. The bank estimates central bank purchases at 50 tons each month, up from 41 tons. If average purchases reach 70 tons, gold could hit $3,200 per ounce. If the Federal Reserve keeps interest rates steady, gold may settle around $3,060 per ounce. Goldman Sachs recommends a go-for-gold strategy, suggesting that holding gold is a smart way to protect against financial threats. With rising trade tensions and concerns about U.S. policies, investors are increasingly turning to gold as a safe haven during uncertain times.
BHP's profit decline and signs of recovery. BHP Group Limited, the largest mining company in the world, based in Melbourne, Australia, has reported a sharp drop in profits for the first half of the fiscal year ending December 2024. The company earned $5.08 billion, a 23% decrease from last year, marking its lowest profit in 6 years. This decline is mainly due to falling demand and prices for key commodities like iron ore and copper. Despite these challenges, CEO Mike Henry pointed out signs of economic recovery in China, a major consumer of these metals. Central bank rate cuts in various countries could help boost demand. However, trade tensions remain a concern for global growth. Recently, BHP decided to abandon a $49 billion bid for Anglo American, focusing instead on organic growth. Looking ahead, BHP plans to invest $4.7 billion in fiscal 2025 to expand its copper operations, which are becoming increasingly important. While the company faces significant hurdles, there are hopeful signs for recovery driven by improving economic conditions and supportive monetary policies.
Fraud allegations against Argentina's President Javier Milei. Argentina's President Javier Milei is facing serious fraud allegations linked to a cryptocurrency called Dólar Libra. Critics say he was involved in the shocking rise and fall of this digital currency, which left thousands of investors in financial trouble. A federal judge, Maria Cervini, is investigating Milei's connection to Dólar Libra and whether any illegal actions took place. The controversy began right after Dólar Libra launched, with Milei promoting it on social media as a way to boost economic growth. Initially, the cryptocurrency gained traction, reaching a total value of around $4 billion, but then it dropped sharply, raising suspicions of a scam. As the situation worsened, Milei's office distanced him from the cryptocurrency, claiming he had no role in its development. Despite this, Many continue to question his involvement, especially since Dollar Libre was marketed using his slogan, Long Live Liberty. A lawyer representing affected investors argues that Miley Eyes should be held accountable for the alleged fraud. This case serves as a cautionary tale about the risks of investing in digital currencies, reminding us all to stay vigilant in this volatile market.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.